Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by United Health Group.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking off this morning with a next-gen report of two political operators making moves. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy sent $1.2 million from his campaign account to the NRCC in February. The California Republican has now given the party committee $7 million this cycle. Team McCarthy says this is more than any majority leader has transferred in cycle. McCarthy raised $20 million in 2017. And on the Democratic side, we've got a first in playbook. House Democratic Caucus Chair Joe Crowley raised $900,000 for 12 Democratic candidates Thursday at the kickoff fundraising event for his joint fundraising committee, the Better Days Fund. The event at the Ides at the Wyeth Hotel in Williamsburg featured Caroline Kennedy. That is a big haul for Crowley to bring in supporting Democratic candidates and also to grow loyalty among potential incoming freshman lawmakers.
Nancy Cook and Andrew Rastuccia take a look at President Trump's bubble presidency. He has shied away from the typical rubbing of shoulders with the members of the public and stuck with cloistering himself in the White House and at his country clubs. The Washington Post is reporting that lawmakers are struggling to deal with an erratic Trump, often bracing themselves for his unpredictable, confusing, and sometimes contradictory positions. Our colleagues Rachel Bate and Burgess Everett report that Republicans are fearful of a backlash to Trump's tariff position in the midterm election.
Here's where the president stands on the issue. Trump tweeted this at 7:10 p.m. last night. "We are on the losing side of almost all trade deals. Our friends and enemies have taken advantage of the U.S. for many years. Our steel and aluminum industries are dead. Sorry, it's time for a change. Make America great again." Meanwhile, the New York Times has a piece up on how the State Department was granted $120 million to fight Russian meddling, but so far has spent $0 on the effort. And Vox has a piece up on how Congress requires many unpaid interns to sign non-disclosure agreements.
The AP is following up on the gun debate with a piece about how vulnerable lawmakers have largely been silent in the wake of the Florida mass shooting, choosing to keep their mouths shut instead of getting crosswise with the NRA and its supporters. In the juice, we have the American Action Network spending another $1 million to sell tax reform. Donald Trump meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today at the White House. Trump and Netanyahu will host a working lunch before the Israeli Prime Minister and his wife leave the White House in the afternoon. Later, Trump will meet with UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Vice President Mike Pence is speaking at AIPAC tonight. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.